Dr. Allison Arwood, he joins us again on WGN. Happy New Year, Doctor. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time this morning.
Of course. Happy almost New Year to you.
So what's your forecast for the next year, Doctor?
Oh, goodness. Crystal balls are a difficult thing right at the moment. But my clear forecast is that I'm worried about people who still haven't been vaccinated. And we're worried about the hospitals where we're full of people who are unvaccinated with the Omicron variant, but in the hospital here in Chicago. And so, you know, I'm trying to keep it positive here. Really pleased that the vaccines continue to protect so well against severe illness. And, you know, I want to put this thing behind us. And we've been saying that for years and years. It feels like it's this time a lifetime. But I'm remaining optimistic that, thank goodness, we still have a vaccine that is proving itself every day in Chicago.
Do you have an opinion about the 3 days before or 2 days after or two before and three after for the first onset of COVID? The CDC has shrunk the time for which we need to isolate ourselves.
Yeah, so, and I know people probably have a lot of questions about that. That is really largely because with this Omicron variant, it does seem to move a lot faster, meaning there's a shorter incubation period, less time between when people are exposed and they potentially become positive. And then especially where people have been vaccinated, we see quite often them not getting very seriously ill, sometimes not even having symptoms. And so, yes, the CDC for the general population has changed the recommendation that as long as people don't have symptoms, and it's important that people are hearing that, they're feeling fine, 5 days after having that positive test, they don't need to isolate anymore. But it's really important that they continue to wear that mask and probably avoid interactions with people who are high risk for COVID.
But that's the version of Omicron. Is that true for Delta or the original COVID-19? Are those still out there? And do these new rules apply for the other variants, the original ones?
Yeah, that's a really good question. They do. They apply for any COVID test because when you get a COVID test result, you don't know which type of variant you have. And that's because doing that genetic fingerprint actually takes, in many cases, a couple of weeks to do. It's not something that turns around in a matter of days. But when recommendations get changed, they get changed for COVID overall. And so the majority of what we're seeing here in Chicago is Omicron. And again, especially if people are vaccinated and boosted, and they're feeling fine, I am comfortable with that 5 day period. I think if folks are concerned about it, you know, certainly where if people are able to get access to a rapid test to feel more confident, that can add to that level of success. And we're looking closely at some of the higher risk settings where it may not apply. But for the general population, I do think that it makes sense, and it doesn't matter what type of variant.
To be clear, in 5 days, I can't go to a restaurant in Chicago unless I have proof of vaccination, right?
That's right.
I'm just going to let that sit there for a moment because I think that's going to be a line in the sand for some people. What do you say to the restaurant owners who feel a little put upon by that?
Well, honestly, we developed this guidance with a lot of input from the restaurant owners, the restaurant association. We don't want to close them down. I want to be really clear that we've got all kinds of exceptions in here. So you are welcome to go into a restaurant and get takeout food. You are welcome. Some of the restaurants that have the, you know, that outdoor heated seating, you can sit there. But if you want to sit down inside a restaurant and enjoy a meal with your mask off, we are just not at a point where that is okay for folks who are not vaccinated at this point. And I think the restaurants, you know, by and large, what we were hearing from folks is that they actually preferred it to be a universal thing across the city as opposed to something where some restaurants were doing it and some were not. So, you know, I don't love that that's where we are. It's not something that I expect to be in place for forever. But right now, when we have the highest case rates we've ever seen, a positivity in the city of 16% right now, it is just, and our hospitals getting full with people who aren't yet vaccinated, getting vaccinated and boosted is the way out of this thing still, especially when you talk about severe illness. Yeah. And I need to do, you know, everything we can to encourage folks to do this. So for those optional activities like that right now, you got to be vaccinated.
Do you ever say anything to somebody in a store when everybody's wearing a mask except that one guy?
Do I? Yeah, I do.
You do?
I mean, people, yeah, sure I do. I think, you know, people recognize me too often, right? And so I get a lot of, I get some positive and I get some negative comments out and about. And, you know, my first question always is somebody vaccinated? And you'd be surprised how many people come up and talk to me who still aren't vaccinated and we have a conversation about it. But, you know, I do. I really, I think it is part of my job to talk to people about that, to remind them that it's a requirement.
I understand had an interaction that, but let me interrupt you. So I would imagine if I come up to some guy at the liquor store, like I did the other day, and I see that he doesn't have a mask on and he sees that I do, and then I go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But if I came up to him and said, hey, you should have a mask on, I don't think that would be a fruitful conversation for me. He knows that. So I, you know, I'm not the city's health director. Maybe that would convey more import to this guy. But I wonder what advice you have for me when I approach these people.
Yeah. So I would, as opposed to telling people, I would ask people. I would just, you know, that tends to work a little better. Just in a, you know, can I ask you to please put your mask on? COVID is high right now in Chicago. Or can I ask you to put your mask on? There are people, you know, who have underlying conditions, you know, whatever it might be. I think that it's about social norms as much as anything, honestly. And we are doing a pretty good job, honestly, of masking indoors here in Chicago. And I really,
we are.
Right now especially, that's important that it continues. And so, obviously, I don't want people getting into altercations. But I do think I've seen over and over again that what the social norm is what people will tend to do.
I got it. Doctor, I have 60 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't even have 60 seconds left. Give me the shortest answer to this. If I take a home COVID test kit and it says I'm positive for COVID, do I know what strain I have and does that matter?
You don't know what strain you have, but it doesn't matter. Chances are good, about 3/4, that you have the Omicron strain, but it doesn't matter. If you got a home test, you don't need to go out and get another confirmatory test. Trust that it's positive, especially right now. Stay home, isolate for 5 days. If you've got underlying conditions, give a call to your doctor so they're aware what's going on, and do everything you can to help stop the spread if you've got that positive test right now.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I hope you have a great new year and a successful, for all of us, 2022, Doctor.
Thank you. Same to you.
Dr. Allison Arwoody is the commissioner for the Chicago Department of Public Health, don't you know?